At 6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Republican lawmakers unveiled proposals Monday for when the state legislature returns to the Capitol next week, CPR's Penta Berkland reports.
Lawmakers will return to finish the legislative session and balance a $3.3 billion budget shortfall. Republicans who are in the minority in the House say they would not support making cuts to public education or to seniors. Republican Representative Lori Sain says she's focused on helping small businesses. One idea is to reduce interest and penalties for late property tax payments.
This would allow business a longer recovery period to create cash flow. And given businesses currently making that decision, whether to furlough workers or pay taxes, to be able to keep their doors open.
Sain also wants to cap unemployment insurance premiums and increase the business personal property tax exemption. Democrats have not yet announced policy proposals for the rest of the session. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
RTD is taking applications for a new general manager. The pandemic has forced cuts in transit service. RTD's next chief will take over as many commuters decide how and when to return to work. A new study on prairie voles by CU Boulder details the brain activity that shows a desire to be with a partner. Prairie voles are among the 5% of mammals that mate for life. Voles are about the size of mice. Lead researcher Zoe Donaldson says her team used tiny cameras to view parts of the voles' brains.
What we brought to the table is being able to look at individual cells and how they're active when an animal is choosing whether or not to be with their partner. So a level of resolution that prior to this, scientists hadn't been able to achieve.
Donaldson says the study could help develop therapies for autism, depression, and other mental health issues. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.